सेकेंड बार प्रवृत्ति लक्षण प्रवृत्ति लक्षण त्रिगुणा विषयो गुणे प्रवृत्ति लक्षण त्रिगुणा विषयो गुणे जो असौ अलीना प्रकृते गुणसाज्ञा पुनः जो सावलीन प्रकृते गुणसर्ग पुनः प्रवृत्ति लक्षण त्रैगुणा विषय मुने दूषावलीन प्रकृते गुणसर्ग पुनः परिचित महाराज स्टैंड टू अंडरस्टैंड प्रवृत्ति एंड निवृत्ति. Pravritti means here in this material world, anyone who has come, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small hand, they have come on account of pravritti, means for enjoying sense. This is material world. So long one will be engaged in sense enjoyment in different varieties. He will have to remain within this material world. Krishna is so kind. We wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, he has given us full chance. Yes, he enjoys. Krishna does not want that you should enjoy this material world. That is not me. Sometimes foolish men, they say that Krishna has given us and given us this facility for sense enjoyment. Why we shall not enjoy? Sometimes the so-called rishis and yogis, yes, yes. When you have got the senses, it is meant for enjoyment. Why should we stop? Yes, really, it has to be stopped. If you want real life of eternal enjoyment, then you have to stop. If you don't stop, then you remain here. You have to take birth according to your desire, either as Brahma or as ant, or as a cat, or as a dog, as a demigod, and according to your capacity, Krishna will give you. All that. Vidasavan pravastan tritan sutilyo yama. If you want from Krishna sense enjoyment, he will give you all facilities. But Krishna does not want. Krishna says, sarva dharma paritsanyo, mamitam sati. That is his mission. That he will never be happy in this process of pravritti mārāja. Krishna bhaiya jīva bhogavān chākare, pāsate māyā sare jākotiyā dhare. Māyā means the condition in which I enjoy material sense. There is called Maya. Maya, Japotya Dharma. Japotya Dharma means gases. All right, come on. There are two things, light and darkness. If you remain in light, there is no darkness. And if you prefer to remain in darkness, there is no light. Two things are there. So Maya is darkness, and Krishna is light. That is our motto in that process. Godhead is light and darkness is desire. Where there is God, there is no darkness. This is our thing. So, pravitti lakhana shreva trayunna visharomani. This is pravitti. There are different pravittis. Sometimes some animal wants to eat something, another animal wants to eat another thing. And that is pravitti. Just like the hog, he is satisfied with food. That is also devil. And an enlightened human being, he is satisfied with nice halwa. So this is pravitti. According to therefore it is said, pravitti lakshana shreva trayunna visayavati. Trayunna. According to modes of nature, one is in the modes of goodness, his pulsa is different from the person in the world of ignorance. Therefore we find so many varieties of foodstuff, varieties of taste. This is all within this material. It is not that sometimes this morning we are talking about vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Our mission is not to make non-vegetarian, a vegetarian. No. Our mission is that either you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian, it doesn't matter. You become Krishna consciousness. That is our mission. To become vegetarian is not very good qualification. It is better than the non-vegetarian. But that is not the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is when you become a lover of God. That is ultimate. So we are not preaching the vegetarians. Just like the Jains or many other religious systems, Buddhism. They are after making people vegetarian. But the law of nature is that a one living entity is the food for another. That is the law of nature. In finding in the lower animals, they are eating one another. That is the law of nature. Ahasrani sahasrana, apadani chatuspada. This is the law of nature. Ahasrani, one who has no hands, he is the food. They are all animals. The animal which has no hands, just like goats and others, they have only legs. So they are the food for the animals with hands. Ahasrani sahasrani. That is the law. Apadani chatuspada. The animals which has no leg, that means which cannot move, the plants, the grass, the trees, they cannot move. They have got legs, but they cannot move. Their legs are meant for eating. And your mouth is meant for eating. The trees, therefore, they are called padabo. They drink water by the leg. This is God's creation. You cannot think that how it is possible to drink water by the leg. But it is God's creation, you see. You pour water on the leg of the tree, it becomes very luxuriant, healthy. So different. As far as God is concerned, he can eat with legs. He can see with hands. He can eat with eyes. That is God. That is God. Angani jasya sakalendra vittimanti pashtanti pashtanti. Hiranjagati. Ambani, that is transcendental. He is not under any rule. He is not under any rule. If you say, why Krishna is eating my jhanis? Yes, that is Krishna. That is Krishna. You offer something, Krishna simply by seeing, he is eating. That is Krishna. And again, if you say, if he is eating, why the plate is full? That is Krishna. Purnasa Purnamaraya, Purnamingo, Mrs. Sati. Krishna is not a hungry man like me. But he will give me something, I will eat everything. Finish. No. Krishna can take the whole plate, he still is in the world. Forgive the power. The time to understand Krishna is useful. And if you actually understand Krishna, you are the world. Immediately. Janma karma sadhik bhante. Meaning, in Duryana Adhikarsa. How Krishna is, how Krishna thinks, how Krishna was. If you understand all these things, then you may immediately become the world. Tattā dhīyam puram janma nāyati. Amen. Immediately become. The only thing is we are rocking in this material world because we do not know Krishna. That is it. You are not admitted in the spiritual kingdom unless you know Krishna what is. And as soon as you understand Krishna, let it come on. Tattā dhīyam puram janma nāyati. Amen. And as soon as you go, just Jagdhyānāni vartante tattāva paramaksa. Everything is expected. And therefore Krishna comes. We are not permitted to enjoy this material world. Krishna comes personally. This is not healthy. He comes personally. You are the parents. Simply surrender to me. I will take the best of that. This is Pravitri Sarbhutara, with the true Mahabharata. We are inclined to enjoy this material world. But if we stop this material enjoyment, we are sick of spiritual sickness. Therefore, Krishna says, in the Bhagavad Gita, that asat-pradhāna purusha, asat-pradhāna purusha, dharma-sāsa-parantava, aprāpa-māna-divattanti, nitsu-sadhāra-parantava. Asat-pradhāna, what Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. If we tell you, I like Krishna speak, I am not going to accept it. Asat-pradhāna. There is no faith in the words of Krishna. Asadhana purusha dharma sash. Means the religious system. We can speak. What is that? Sadadharma paritajamamekam sadhis. So if one is neglectful, does not like this proposal, then what is the result? Aprapama will never give. Aprapamanudvartante mrittu samsharavartani. Then you have to continue this process. Mrittu samsharavartani. You take bath, again die. Again take bath, again die. That is mrittu samsharavartani. Sa pravritti lakshana saiva kaivanna vishayamane jo asau Orina praviti gunasattva panappata. So, we have to give up this habit. I am master, I can enjoy, I can do, I am independent. You have to give up this habit. Then, you will be able to go, going back home. Thank you.